This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. The slow work of sifting through the remnants of a collapsed Florida condo building stretched into a sixth day today, as families desperate for progress endured a wrenching wait for answers. Dr. Howard Lieberman, a trauma surgeon stationed at the site of the building collapse, says it's been emotional.
I went to medical school with a good friend of mine. He lost three people. Another friend of mine just texted me, her friend is missing. Please, could you find her? And then you have the loved ones that show up and they're screaming the name of the person who's missing. And it's hard.
The work has been deliberate and treacherous. Just two additional bodies were found Monday, raising the count of confirmed dead to 11. Now, that leaves 150 people still unaccounted for in the community of Surfside, just outside of Miami, Florida. As the Biden administration rapidly completes the U.S. military withdrawal from Afghanistan, members of the global coalition fighting Islamic State met to plot future steps against the extremist group. Monday's meeting came just a day after the U.S. launched airstrikes against Iran-backed militias near the Iraq-Syria border. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken and Italian Foreign Minister Luigi Di Maio co-chaired the gathering of senior officials from the 83-member coalition. Participants were to take stock of their current efforts to ensure the complete defeat of the Islamic State group. U.S. troops in eastern Syria came under rocket attack on Monday with no reported casualties, one day after U.S. Air Force planes carried out airstrikes near the Iraq-Syria border against what the Pentagon said were facilities used by Iran-backed militia groups to support drone strikes inside Iraq. Iraq's military condemned the U.S. airstrikes, and the militia groups called for revenge against the United States. This is VOA News. President Joe Biden sought to assure Israel that he would not tolerate a nuclear Iran as he met on Monday with outgoing Israeli President Reuven Rivlin at the White House, a moment that comes amid a major shakeup in Israeli politics and growing angst in Tel Aviv over the U.S. administration's effort to re-enter the Iran nuclear deal.
Iran will never get a nuclear weapon on my watch, as they say.
For his part, President Rivlin said,
Israel have no greater friend, ally, than the United States of America. You are our best friends. And because of that, of course, we, according to a real friendship, can from time to time discuss matters and even agree not to agree about everything.
The meeting with Rivlin, who is making his final foreign trip of his presidency, took place just weeks after Naftali Bennett became Israel's new prime minister, replacing Benjamin Netanyahu. Former South African President Jacob Zuma has been ordered to spend 15 months in jail after failing to appear before an inquiry looking into the numerous corruption scandals during his presidency. The country's constitutional court handed down the sentence Tuesday after finding him guilty of contempt of court. The High Court ordered Zuma to surrender to police within 5 days. The court ordered the 79-year-old Zuma earlier this year to appear before a special inquiry investigating wide-ranging allegations of looting of state-owned businesses and government departments during his 9-year tenure between 2009 and 2018. The UN Human Rights Chief, in a landmark report launched after the killing of George Floyd in the United States, is urging countries worldwide to do more to help end discrimination, violence, and systemic racism against people of African descent and make amends to them, including through reparations. The report is from Michelle Bachelet, the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights.
The status quo is untenable. Systemic racism needs a systemic response. We need a transformative approach that taps the areas that drive racism and lead to repeated, wholly avoidable tragedies like the death of George Floyd. I'm calling on all states to stop denying and start dismantling racism, to end impunity and build trust, to listen to the voices of people of African descent, and to confront past legacies and deliver redress.
The report, a year in the making, hopes to build on momentum around the recent intensified scrutiny worldwide about the blight of racism. Via remote, Joe Palca, VOA News.